Now turning our attention to Egypt, which continues its crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood supporters. A court in Minya has handed down lengthy citizens to dozens of supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. 63 Morsi supporters were given jail terms from 5 to 15 years over their role in protests in the Nile Valley province. On Saturday, another court also handed down more than 10 Brotherhood supporters up to 88 years in prison over violent protests. Now, the rulings have been widely slammed by rights groups, and numerous nationwide protests have been held to demand the release of those detained during protests. Security forces have detained and tried hundreds of Brotherhood supporters since Morsi was ousted by the military last July. Well, let's cross over to Cairo, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohamed Shalabi. Mohamed, good to have you with us. Mohamed, another day of filled with harsh sentences from the judicial sector. Please fill us in on exactly what's going on and response and reaction from Egyptians for these harsh sentences.
Yes, Marzia, the so-called legal crackdown against the supporters of army deposed President Mohamed Morsi doesn't seem to let up. I mean, you almost now don't have a single day that would pass without seeing jail terms handed to the supporters of Morsi, in most cases for their role in mostly peaceful protests denouncing his overthrow by the army last July and calling for his reinstatement. But what we've been seeing in the last few weeks, and especially in the last couple of days, has been a stepping up, if you will, of this so-called crackdown. You mentioned the 88-year jail sentence handed to over 10 Morsi supporters yesterday, and today you have 63 Morsi supporters getting jail terms from 5 to 15 years. And all of this is just in one single province, that is the central province of El Minya, where a court tomorrow will look into, will consider the opinion of the Republic's Mufti regarding an earlier ruling that sentenced to death 529 Brotherhood supporters for their role in killing a police officer and other violence also in Minya. So a critical day tomorrow regarding that high publicized case of the 500 plus death sentences. It is to note that the Mufti's opinion is not binding, but is usually respected. Almost always, actually, Marzia, mm-hmm. respected by any concerned judge.
Well, do we have any, sorry, Mohamed, any speculation about the direction that the Mufti will go in regarding those more than 500 people that have been sentenced to that death penalty?
Of course, it's hard to be specific because, as you mentioned, Marzia, this is mere speculation. But the speculation here is that the 500-plus death sentences would be dwindled perhaps to 10 or 15. It's anybody's guess. But it's we're likely going to see just a very, very, very small number of protesters getting the approval, getting the death sentence approved by the Mufti. But again, this is mere speculation. Finally, Marzia, I was just saying that some observers are saying here in Egypt that this is selective justice, basically because these judicial circuits that are looking into cases of violence or terrorism or cases trying Muslim Brotherhood elements have been designated by the governments, i.e., those concerned judges are the ones who willingly chose to tackle these cases after you had a number of cases where judges stepped down from looking into cases involving senior Brotherhood leaders. So again, these are judges who asked and willingly said that they are going to tackle issues involving Brotherhood elements and their supporters. So this is just one of many reasons why some observers here in Egypt, many of them actually, are saying that this is selective justice.
Thank you so much, Mohamed. We're out of time. Appreciate you giving us that update. Press TV's Mohamed Shalabi out of Cairo.